irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
That is Alona, and I'm going to run this commercial, first of all, after I say welcome to everybody in the studio.
Thank you.
After I do this, we're going to introduce ourselves, but thank you all to right. this sponsor.
How would you like to own a financial institution? The Polam Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polam accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, Polam is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polam.org. Polam Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
The charm of Europe to nice. This studio. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hi, Lucy.
Okay, introduce yourselves, please.
We'll start with the ladies first.
Yes. I'm Belly H.
What does H stand for?
For my last name.
Yeah. What's that?
Hurtado.
Okay, wonderful. Welcome.
Thank Belly. You, Lucy.
And
Brian.
Yes.
Brian Chase. Mm-hmm. At Brian Chase with double E's, two E's. On all social media. I made it easy, yes. So it's all the same thing.
Okay, good. And?
I'm Al H.
Yes.
Al H. That's true.
And the H doesn't mean Hurtado.
It doesn't? Yeah. Okay. Well, welcome to you all. Thank you so much for making the trek. I know you've come down from Palmdale and Lancaster, and you know, here we are in Sherman Oaks. Lovely view, though.
Love the view, yes.
Beautiful, great. Beautiful. So here we are to talk about commercial radio and just whatever we want to talk about. I just want to acknowledge Alona. Thank you, Alona, for letting me sit in this studio in your seat. So, you know, maybe I see one of your songs here, so I think we're going to play one of your songs.
I like that. The intro was
very isn't
nice,
it cool?
Yeah.
I felt like I was at a club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Brian. Mm-hmm. Okay, Brian.
Yes.
Over to you.
All right.
So, tell us about you. I work with you in the morning.
Yeah.
So, how did you start in this radio business?
Excuse me. Well, I was lucky enough to start radio in Houston.
Yeah.
Long story short, when I was in college, I ended up working at the station that I would listen to.
Yeah.
In high school.
Nice, me too.
And in college.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you?
And back then it was blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, you called and called and called. And actually, I started at a alternative rock format. And then after a couple of years, then I went to the top 40 format, which is basically comparable to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And just after being persistent and that passion, that desire, that drive.
Yeah, you got to have that.
The hunger.
Know, and I find it. Current radio,
yeah,
it's kind of missing the passion,
right?
The love of the music, the love of the arts. Back in the, you know, when I started, you can relate. We had cart machines,
yes,
records,
not 8-tracks.
No,
that was before, right?
I didn't have the 8-tracks, so that's a little before my time. But you know, now we have computers that can basically run everything for you. So back then, you actually worked for your money.
Yeah.
And now it's just, you know, somebody has to program it. So, leaving Houston, I had to take a step back to kind of move up to the programming. And long story short, here to where I do programming at the station I'm at now, where you co-host with me in the mornings.
Right, right.
Programming on air, and then ventured off to the Ventura market as well to do on air. And it seems like that's the way radio's going.
Yeah.
You're heard everywhere.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Because people don't realize something about radio is we are all physically here now.
Right now.
But that isn't how it is.
I'm actually on in Ventura right now.
Right. You're right. On it.
I'm everywhere, whether yes, you like it or not.
The magic of radio.
I'm like Visa, right? Brian, everywhere you want to be. I am everywhere.
Yeah. Because you can mm-hmm. lay a track and you can be anywhere.
Yeah. Right? That's the way radio. Unfortunately, it has its pros and cons.
Yeah,
you know, it's good for getting your voice and your right. creative process out there, but it kind of limits the personalization mm-hmm. of. But then, you know, going to Ventura and Oxnard, you know, spend a lot of time there.
Yeah,
I know the area, so I'm, you know, yeah. talking, I can relate. And
yeah,
I was just there this Saturday, so
you know. Yeah, helps. You were both there, right?
Yeah, so it yes, helps if yes, you know yes. your area. So yes. that's kind of you know it. Lucky to start right. in Houston. I don't know what market that is now, but I think it's top six or five or something like that.
I think Dallas is like five, isn't mm-hmm. it? And then Houston's yeah. got to be six
something
or seven.
Like that. Yeah. yeah. So yeah. it's progressed. It's not what it used to be when I started.
Yeah.
And yep. I still, as a matter of fact, the people that hired me there are in Dallas.
Yeah.
And oh, are they? Would you yeah. agree radio is such a small bubble?
It is.
You know, you'll yeah. know everybody forever.
Real quick.
Yeah. You'll run at everybody.
Yes.
So, if you ever burn that bridge, make sure it's like no trace left of it.
Exactly.
Because it will follow
be
you.
Nice.
Yes, yes.
Even mm-hmm. in different yeah. continents, it'll
yes.
follow you.
Oh,
so
yeah.
you have to be very careful. But yeah. I was very true. Blessed. I'd say I was blessed to get that, but I think a lot of it was on my part of just doing it.
Yes.
And bugging these people. Or yeah. calling every day. They finally
you
said.
You have to be persistent,
yeah.
don't you?
It took
you?
About a year of calling, I kid you not, almost every
wow.
day. And the guy finally called.
Really? Every day?
Every day.
I can see you on the phone.
They would answer the phone. They're like, hey, Brian.
Oh, gosh.
I filled up his voicemail box. And and then I got really, really, really
yeah.
upset. And I said, you know, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
And at that yeah. time, my partner at the time was like, you know, don't give up. Don't give up. I said, yeah. I'm done. You know, they're not going to hire me. And then I quit and they called me.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
see, if you play hard to get, that's how it works,
yeah,
right?
I guess.
Yes.
Just be an annoying gnat or fly and they'll call you. It really does work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah
and
yeah.
I think, yeah. you know, Belinda, we mm-hmm. kind of share that in common where, you know, it's how many people get to work at the radio station that they were listening to as
yeah.
a right. student in high school.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And so yeah. I got that, yeah, that opportunity. So
Yeah. So how long were you in Houston then?
Till about 98, 99. Then I think I left right around 2000 or so.
So you've been in the Antelope Valley for?
August will be 11 years.
Wow.
That's massively long.
The happy
radio.
Anniversary.
It really is.
That's unheard of in radio.
It is.
You just, you know, 6 months is a lifetime in radio.
It yeah. certainly is.
So, yeah. And so yeah. now, outside of, well, I don't know what's left to do but clean the windows, I do everything at that station. So.
And you feed feral cats there, too,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, the stray cats.
Yes, we just rescued one.
And, well, not
on Cinco de Mayo, we yeah. named it Tequila.
Well, we'll feed the homeless. Anybody yes. that's there that yeah. wants it.
Don't forget the chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, the chicken.
We do have a community chicken. Yeah.
There is a rooster,
and we can
right?
hear the horse in the morning.
Yeah. It's a rooster next door. But you know, going there, I always tell people that complain about their jobs. It's like
yeah. Farmville, real life.
I'd rather at night, you know, with all the, you know, struggles, drama, yeah. challenges, whatever, at least I like what I'm doing at the end of
yes.
the day.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Exactly.
Outside of all exactly. the thing. Instead exactly. of having a job that you hate.
Even though you have to get up at what? Three?
I'm 2 miles from work, so.
Yeah, but still, you have to get up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's a heavy shift.
It really is.
Yeah, it took a lot out of me when I covered for him.
Yes, yeah, that's right. You covered for a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was
not to mention, you know, I couldn't get it straight the first, like, couple of days.
It's a test.
Lucy was just like, hang on, you're doing great. I was like, oh, thank you, beautiful liar.
I always say it's really exhausting being fake. You know, like
yes.
a celebrity,
yes.
you have to put on that facade.
Well, it's not being fake. You just have
trust
to, you know.
Me, at 5 a.m.,
it's being fake.
It's being fake for me.
Well, you just have to leave your problems at the door.
Oh,
you
know what?
You know? Yeah.
It's just waking up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
We all have a product to sell, no
right.
matter what
right.
you're in.
We do.
And so we're selling
we
our
do.
Product of
we
our
do.
Music.
We do.
So the energy, mm-hmm. Which mm-hmm. ironically, I'm more into. Who's your host here?
Yeah, Ilona.
Ilona,
you're
I'm more into
yes.
her,
yes.
that kind of music.
Yes.
Than the pop music that we play.
Right, right.
Which you'll find common with a lot mm-hmm. of jocks. They
yes.
don't really, that's yeah. not their music of choice.
Yes.
Yeah, I found that out and I thought right. that was weird. But then I saw that a lot of people, like, You know, it was the same way with them. And I was like, I guess this is a common thing.
You know, house, trance, very European.
Is definitely Europop. And that's what I suspect Ilona is doing right now. She's probably listening. She's probably over in Poland. And she's her family is
bring me a shirt or something.
There.
I've never been there. Bring me a knickknack.
And she's probably connecting with the Polish music business.
Very nice.
Yes. And she probably, in fact, she had a record. She has a hit song. Well, she had for a few weeks in Poland.
Nice.
Yes. Great. Yes. Yes.
I'm sure Alan might have it.
Yes.
He's like 100,000 records.
So, because I want to play one of her songs, actually. Your songs, Ilona. Hello.
Nice.
So, Bailey, tell us about you. How did you start?
Let's see. I was about to graduate and I needed an internship. So at the time, I was a freelance makeup artist for Lancome.
Really?
And it was during Christmas, and I saw this woman walk up to the counter, and I thought I'd help make a sale. So I was like, hey, sit down. She goes, oh, no, I don't want to buy anything. I go, no, let me just try some makeup on you. You don't have to buy anything. She goes, well, I'm looking for a gift for my daughters. I go, well, this is a great deal, blah, blah, blah. We started talking. And ended up telling her that I needed an internship before I graduated because I was going to Cal State Fullerton at the time. Go Titans. Mm-hmm. and I said that I wanted to intern at my favorite radio station, which at the time was Latino 96.3, which is now Mega.
Right. In Los Angeles.
Right, yeah. In Los Angeles. It's a Spanglish reggaeton station.
I love those.
And
I love those. Yeah.
I like the percussion of
that.
She ends up telling me how her daughter is Alicia del Valle, which now does traffic on Channel 7, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm just like, oh, my God, I listen to your daughter every morning. I love you. She goes, you know what? I like you. Let me see what I can do for you. So she takes down my number, and she emails her. And on February 5th, for my birthday, she goes, I'll see you tomorrow. Meet me at the station at,
five in
the morning for the morning show. You've got an internship.
Wow.
So I was just so ecstatic. I was so happy. I went and I did the internship. I graduated. And I guess, like, I met, you know, the jocks there. And they had a segment where they let the listeners take over for an hour. It was called the Latino Takeover.
Yeah.
Well, the girl on there, Sandra Peña, she was like, you know what? They're not coming in. The listeners can make it. You're going to have to take over. And I was just like, oh, no. So
somebody's vibrating.
Not me.
I felt tickled, actually. A little bit.
So I did the takeover, and she's just like, okay, you know, you sound good. Have you ever, you know, thought of pursuing this? And I was just like, no. Well, I wanted to be a singer. And my dad's like, no, stick to Caso. You know, I got a degree in journalism.
Right.
And then, you know, when this opportunity came around, I was like, wow, why didn't I think of this before? So I started to pursue it. Next thing you know, I'm on the morning show with her.
Uh-huh.
And then 6 months after, I was on the street team. And then on my birthday again, they offered me prime time at Superestrella, which is the only rock and pop station in
LA. Which
is
Superstar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I was there for about 3 years.
Huh.
Yeah, and then, you know, changes were coming. I got laid off, and I decided to cross over to the English market, and I Googled, you know, stuff like radio stations, and K-Mix came up.
Yeah.
And so I decided to, you know, get a hold of the PD. I sent him my demo and whatnot, and he was just like, yeah, come on down. They liked me.
Right.
Brian heard it.
Yes.
You know, he was
He waited
on that decision.
Brian is busy taking pictures in here.
Of myself.
The shame.
Not of you guys, but myself.
Oh, I thought it was great. Okay, never mind.
Sorry.
He's like, we're not even in the frame.
Yeah, that's just me. Excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so they heard it. They asked me to come down and you know, do a shift, which let's see what time. Yeah, I'm still on the air out there.
You're on the air, right?
Yeah.
There,
and,
now.
Right.
Yes,
and today... Yes. Today I started over at a hip hop station, Q1047 in Ventura. Yeah, so I'm on there Monday through Friday from 10 to 2,
congrats.
And then on K-Mix I'm on from 2 to 7.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I kind of go from, you know, from that swagger, yo, what's up, to oh my god, it's Katy Perry.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Again.
But I love both genres, so I'm having a blast, and and that's my story, and it hasn't ended.
And you'll stick to it.
Yeah.
No, I know, it hasn't ended.
You just don't know where it takes you. Open, you know, doors open, and you just gotta go for it.
No, you never know. Al. Okay, Al.
How did you start in radio?
I am really outnumbered here.
Yes, you are.
Well, I started
you
today.
Are so outnumbered.
You know, I was thinking about driving here. I was like stuck in LA traffic, and I was okay, we are never going to be stuck for what to say on this show.
Yeah.
No. But Al, what about you? What's your story?
What's my story?
What's your story?
Well, I'm one of those aerospace geeks.
Yay!
Nice.
Yay.
Space cadet, desert rat.
Space cadet.
Spent most of my career so far on the space shuttle program, which everybody knows is around no longer. So because of the space shuttle program, I've actually got a lot more TV time. And this is like my break into radio here.
Yes, so. That's right.
So TV, I've done stuff for Fox News Channel and CNN.
Oh,
and
look
NBC
at you. So fancy. I like it.
Channel 5 with Chris Burris.
Really?
Yes, Chris Liberty and Lynette. Yeah.
Oh, she was in trouble this morning.
Oh, she was.
About a dress or something, I heard.
No, that was Liberty Chan.
Yes.
Liberty Chan.
That was Liberty, yeah.
We thought it was fine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. But Al, so that the shuttle program, how is that now? What's going on with that now? What can you tell us?
The shuttle program's basically terminated, dead. I mean, we've got all the orbiters. They're on display in various places. In fact, Endeavor's right here in L.A. at the California Science Center. And it's a great exhibit, and it's going to be even better here real soon. They're bringing an external tank via the waterways over here to Los Angeles, and the solid rocket boosters are in storage right now at the Armstrong Flight Research Center out there at Edwards Air Force Base.
Right.
Eventually, Endeavor will go in a brand new pavilion and go vertical just as if it was on a launch pad.
Fantastic.
So
nice.
Really
and
exciting.
And you, Al, I've got to say, are a mover and a shaker in the aerospace business.
Yes, he is.
No, he's a big deal.
He's a big deal. And aside from that, he's a great human being.
Yes,
he's awesome.
Fantastic.
I love
fantastic.
He's all right.
Yeah.
So modest.
But yeah, I read this morning on social media that the International Space Station had orbited how many times around? 100,000 times or something?
Is that right?
Right.
Around
like
the
that?
Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can actually see International Space Station a lot of times because there's a website at NASA. If you go to www.nasa.gov and you look up International Space Station, hit the button there, and then you can see sightings, and you'll be able to plug in where you live, and it'll tell you what days or evenings it goes overhead.
Really?
And during the evening, you'll be able, in some locations, to see it go over.
And you can see it go over.
Yes.
Is it very quick, like satellites?
It's really quick, like satellites, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Fantastic. And you were one of the prime organizers. I'm not going to say the only one because it all gets political, right? For the LA County Air Show, too.
Yeah, that's right? True. I'm one of the founding directors for the Los Angeles County Air Show and currently the president. About to term out here in 2 months.
Really?
Thank God.
Yeah.
But in three years, we've managed to put together a world-class event, and it's not just the directors and our air show ops guy, but we use about 200 volunteers from the community, and of course up there you're a very aerospace-centric community.
Yeah, right.
So everybody kind of really gets into it, but we would have no air show if it wasn't for those volunteers.
They worked hard.
Yeah.
On that, they really put a lot of work into that. The volunteers really kind of what made it.
It's an excellent thing. Our first year we had Blue Angels, second year the Thunderbirds. This year we had the Blue Angels.
Again.
They returned, and next year, plug, March 25th and 26th, we'll have the Air Force Thunderbirds returning.
Really? So it's like alternate years.
Yeah, and so far everything has been so good as far as the military flight teams go with the community, with attendance, with the way they're treated, that they're anxious to come back.
Yeah.
So, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, oh my goodness. All right, so I'm going to play one of Alona's songs. So, Alona, forgive me, I'm just going to play one of the songs here, right? So.
Do we get cocktails first?
Turn the strobe light on.
Okay, all right.
Something with an umbrella.
Let's try this one. Okay, all right. Okay.
I believed you and moonlight, holding hands forever. Tell me why you let me feel this way. Tell me why we couldn't be together. Tell me why you let me feel this way. Help me keep our broken hearts together. Say goodbye now. Say goodbye now. Say goodbye now. Say goodbye now. We'll fall in love and stay in love forever. Dancing moonlight, holding hands.
Thank you, Alona. Thank you, thank you. Okay, so we had a break, and of course we had a chit-chat in the break.
Of course.
That's a real radio there, which is it's like, it's not pointless.
Yeah, yeah. So Al, thank you so much. Getting back to you, and sure. What I didn't ask you was, what is your title then? Your
Ooh.
Yes, what is your title? And
so currently I'm my company's site manager at Edwards Air Force Base and the NASA Armstrong Flight Research Center out there in the desert, and I work for one of those big, major aerospace companies. Companies that builds all the U.S. airliners.
Yes, yes.
Rival of Airbus. So
and it
I think
begins
everybody,
with a B.
It begins with a B.
And it ends with a G.
Yes. Like, I'm not going with this, not Boeing. So.
Oh, it's Boeing?
So how long have you worked for Boeing?
30 years now.
Well, really?
Yes.
That would mean are you near retirement?
Wow.
Last year.
I've been toying around with the idea.
Don't do it, Al.
So what do I do? Do I go back east where my roots are?
Yeah. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Okay.
The deep south of New Jersey.
Oh, right.
Yeah, southern
okay.
New Jersey.
Okay.
But I've been telling everybody at work that I'm probably going to go to New Zealand and ranch penguins.
Really?
And that just, it takes them off guard.
Yeah, you're going to go, Brian.
Not, no.
I could totally see you doing that, though.
Although it's cold there, so.
It's cold, yeah.
I just tell that to people to just keep them off guard.
Mm-hmm. So you, I don't know whether you even are at liberty to say, but you could stay here in the West Coast and you could go east, right? That sort of.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I've got a really strong draw toward the east. I really like the mid-Atlantic area, even the northeast, anywhere from Boston to New York to Philly to Baltimore to D.C.
Right.
Anywhere in there.
Yeah.
I love the cities.
Yeah,
New York.
Because you were both in D.C. recently, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. About 3 weeks ago.
That's when we covered.
Yes,
we did. That's when we filled in. Yeah,
we covered.
Mess of a show.
Yeah. So okay. So the future. So what do you see, Brian, for your future?
This is my last run of. Definitely mornings.
Yeah.
And probably radio.
Well, don't throw me in the mornings, please.
Yeah. Well, because I think I want to pursue more of my voice work.
Yeah.
For, you know, stations, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the path I'll take is that maybe track a few stations just to keep my foot in the door, that kind of thing. But just probably get on a radio.
Yeah.
I just want to be like a... I want to live in Manhattan in a high rise with a doorman to walk the dog. I'll be a socialite, throw parties.
So Sex in the City.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I love it.
I'm ready to. Yeah, I'm ready to retire.
So you wouldn't mind going back east too?
I like. I'm more of a towards New York,
right?
Manhattan,
right?
Yeah, it's just expensive. Manhattan, right? Property, real estate. Yeah, that would be my ideal.
Yeah.
Place to be.
Although I know you went to Times Square and for New Year's, and it was just cold.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was cold.
I would recommend that once in your life.
Yes.
And then mark it off and never do it again.
Okay, why?
Well, it's just crucial. It was brutal, cold. No restrooms. And keep in mind, this was after the Boston Marathon.
Right. Yeah.
So those who didn't get the memo.
Right. And didn't you say there were some Australians drinking like tons of stuff and they couldn't go?
You know, the best part about it is people around you all over the world.
Yeah.
We were talking to mom and daughter from South Africa, I believe. Right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, South Africa, yeah.
Yeah, and then the guys who, the family who didn't get the memo that there's no restrooms, I believe you...
sad.
You know,
gosh, that's awful.
Well, with kids, though, you know, what do you do with kids?
Oh, they just go, don't they?
And you can't even move, right?
They have plastic bags.
They use plastic bags.
Oh,
and keep in mind...
No.
Oops,
I dropped it. Sorry, Dad.
It started rolling, trickling down the streets.
Oh, that's horrible.
Although nobody wanted that spot. And it was right up there to, you know, to see everybody walk by. We saw Miley. Oh, the girl was obsessed with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to tell her that she's right in front of us walking.
Because really?
She would trample me to try to. So I just kept quiet. And then as her back was to us, like, oh, there's Miley. So she's, you know, because you just know with people who are really obsessed with celebrities.
Right.
Well, I've learned is get out of the way.
Yes.
That kind of thing. But it was fun. Just meeting people.
Yeah, well, you know your fair share, right? You're Facebook friends with Ellie Goulding.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
More Instagram, yeah.
Oh, it's okay. More Instagram.
Well, that's great.
Me and Ellie.
We had a great position in Times Square.
Yes,
I mean, even though we had to stand there jammed in for 11-plus hours.
Wow. Because if you leave, you're not allowed back in.
But we were right there when Ryan Seacrest and Jenny McCarthy came down to the street. They were right there in front of us.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I wanted to tell Ryan, hey, Ryan, by the way, I got better ratings than you in Antelope Valley. For
because Ryan is syndicated in both the AV, the Antelope Valley, and Ventura County, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's weird because where we're at right now at KMIX, we kind of compete in the mornings with Kiss FM and our station, right?
Yeah,
but in Ventura, he's on 10 to 2, and then I follow him in Ventura,
right?
So I compete. Kind of in Palmdale, and then follow him in Ventura.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ironic how radio works.
It is.
But finally, with, you know, finally, I guess third time, fourth time, still doing better than them. So I like those bragging rights.
I know, really.
Yeah, it's nice to say
You've a right. If somebody said to you, Brian, okay, I want you to syndicate, you know, in this state, in this state, in this state, would you do it?
I would.
Be a new Ryan Seacrest? I can totally see you as that.
I would, but there's elements of it I wouldn't like, whereas right now I can be very local with Ventura, with the Palmdale Lancaster area, which is part of the LA
DNA. It is. It's northeast of Los Angeles, for those of you listening, and you are all over the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it is part of the Los Angeles market,
right?
Which is great because we show up in the ratings, you know, with everybody else.
Arbitron. Is it Arbitron still?
It is.
Yes.
It is. It's still that. And we do quite well, you know, for all things considered. I would. I just, I enjoy being local about things that I've, places I've eaten. People that you meet when you go out about.
Yeah, and you're more ingrained in the community, so.
Yeah, after 11 years, And you wouldn't be able to do that when you're syndicated.
No.
Because there's tones that set, you know, pre-recorded whatever station you're doing. That was kind of brought up down in the past doing that, but it's like, well, that would take away my localism.
Yeah.
And that's what we are known for. It's a dying breed. Local radio.
But people want local, don't they?
They do. If you want to hear music, you just pop on your iPod because it's you know, it's your playlist.
So it
does make a difference. People want to know what's happening in your community.
Yes.
Whether it's road, and we're the go-to station, and you know that. It's like if we have flooding,
right?
If we ever happen to have snow, never. But if
what
we did,
was it sheep that were blocking the road?
If there's a cow in the road, we will let you know. And that's what separates us from all of Los Angeles radio.
Yes.
It's very. You can just. There's no personalization about it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can tell you the streets, where people eat, you know, where hang out, that kind of after. And that's people. obviously have let us know that that's what they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's another bragging rights mm-hmm. where the station where Lucy does co-host, basically. You do news and traffic with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the only station that's fully serviced, live, local, whatever. Yeah. We're there at 5. We're not recorded.
Because
we're
not piped in from another market. Stations, to give people an idea, what radio mm-hmm. is basically, it's very corporate. So you hear the station and you think it's individual. It's not.
It's gotten part really of a group. Well where you sometimes you can't tell that they're.
No, I know.
But we're the only station in that market, in that area.
Yes.
Live bodies, right?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. That's not piped in,
right.
syndicated.
Right.
That's going to tell you, okay, there's road closures at this high school.
Right.
That's a parking lot, usually.
And that's what people need
to
know.
They want that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a dying breed in radio. Do. And that's the thing that I like. And mm-hmm. another bragging mm-hmm. right is that we're the only ones that do that. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. for now, anyways.
Yeah. You know, when people talk about commercials, I just want to say, you know, they ebb and flow, right? You know, during tough times, the stop sets, as
right
they
now,
call them,
political
are
season,
less.
So we're packed.
Oh, yeah, that's
packed,
right.
Packed.
Well, some of those.
Yeah, well, you know, someone's got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
And it's commercial radio, so I get it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, sometimes we forget that we are listeners, that we're consumers.
Yeah.
And then we hear, you know, commercials.
Right.
And then we think to ourselves, what would we do in a car?
Mm-hmm.
We would probably change the station as well.
Yeah.
Frankly,
you know, when you have 7-10 minutes of commercials in a row.
Right.
And so we kind of space it out a little bit. But that's kind of, it's inevitable. It's kind of
our commercials aren't too bad.
Oh, yes, they are.
Some of them are good. There's one you're running right now. It's about Barely Cakes, right?
Oh, yes.
It's about Barely Cakes.
That one is funny.
It's like, oh, a bear.
It's a bear.
That's the roaring sound of a bear. I mean,
when I think of bears, I'm thinking of, like, you know, the other bears, the daddies, that kind
right.
of thing.
So, you think of those bears,
but
right?
I think in that area, people probably wouldn't know. So it's kind of like a bedroom community.
Right.
It's a great place to, I guess, you know, to raise a family.
Yes.
But,
you
know, single people.
If you're there.
Sure.
Keeps you out of trouble because there's really no trouble to get into. So.
Mm-hmm. Really.
But we're just a throne's throw away from Los Angeles, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
And the traffic. Oh, yeah. Is, you know, non-existent compared to
Well, here's
here.
The thing, though, that I've seen in the 3 years now that I've been working with you,
mm-hmm.
The freeway, that 14 freeway,
it's
the 14 freeway
nasty,
is
isn't it?
Packed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From like 4:30 in the morning, people get up. What time do they get up? I'm like, that's
super
incredible.
Early. Yeah, I don't have to deal with that so much. I only live 15 minutes, you know, from the station, so I don't get that traffic. But, you know, if you take it down a little further, that 14 freeway does get packed.
Right.
It's like pretty bad.
Crazy.
I read or heard somewhere that between 3 and about 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, approximately 80,000 people have commuted to L.A.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Just from our...
And it's increasing, too, Al, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
when I came here and the company brought me out in January of 86, I mean...
It's like 1 year old.
You couldn't find... thank you.
I think I was 11.
You could hardly find any traffic on the 14, and then it steadily grew. And
oh, he knows the Antelope Valley when there was no
really?
Antelope Valley.
It was basically aerospace and alfalfa farms.
Really?
And there wasn't a whole lot of housing developments.
Mm-hmm.
But
it
was, I kept thinking, I'm not going to last 6 months there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was
too.
So
11 years later, I'm still there.
It was so desolate.
Yeah.
But the growth I've seen has been just tremendous. And now occasionally, work-wise, I might have to go to our Seal Beach or Huntington Beach facility. And if I have an 8 o'clock meeting at one of those places, I must be on the freeway prior to 4:30 a.m.
Wow.
to be on
time.
Yeah.
But you are one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh. Not a lot.
A lot.
Rarely.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But
I'll take the Antelope Valley traffic any day over LA traffic.
Yeah.
That's the one thing
it's
don't
horrible.
Miss.
And that question is like, are there actually antelopes there?
Yeah, right?
I haven't hit one yet with my car. I don't think so. I'm waiting.
Maybe there were. Maybe there were at one point.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So the only time I've seen antelopes is every now and then I have to go to Vandenberg Air Force.
When you hit one.
No, not when I hit one. I've hit a coyote, though. On Highway 166, which connects the 5 over to the 101, outside the Antelope Valley.
Oh, yeah,
I've actually seen, I was driving along coming back from Vandenberg Air Force Base, and I looked out to the side, and there were antelope running alongside the car, right near the Kern County line there. And I thought, well, this is really incredible.
Unique.
They really need to start moving more toward the Antelope Valley. So.
Yeah. And it makes me think
we're
going to
lose the name.
But it's very pretty. It's very pretty.
It is.
And I'm not going to say... I'm not going to say inexpensive, but it's less expensive than the rest of the Los Angeles metro area.
I did a
right?
comp of the house that I currently have.
Yeah.
Here, right under a mil, you know, like $700,000-$800,000 for what I have there, which is, you know, a couple hundred thousand, $300,000, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's the property, the difference that it comes down to.
Yeah.
And LA,
it's a big change.
The house, you're not paying for the house.
Oh.
You're paying for the land.
For the land.
Yeah. If you're lucky enough to get a
And
view.
There's no parking.
Yeah.
Really?
That's why it's like Manhattan's it, you know, live in a high rise, have a doorman.
Right.
Take care of
Done.
You have no car.
I think the real allure to the Antelope Valley, if there is one, you got to like brown. Mm. But
dirt, wind. Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of trees, but there are
tumbleweeds.
There are patches of, there are oases
well,
in
because
the Antelope
Valley. Yeah, because people who don't know, it's basically desert,
it
right?
It is. It is part of Mojave Desert.
Considered elevated, sort of high desert.
Yeah, high desert.
But
elevated,
I think the allure is the affordable housing, plus the fact that you're out there, you're in just about an hour, maybe a little under, away from ski resorts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're an hour you're an hour and a quarter from the ocean.
Right.
You're an hour from LA and shopping and restaurants and
there's
theater.
Space and beautiful views.
Yeah.
Beautiful views.
I moved up there a year ago, and I tell my friends down here, I'm just like, you can hear yourself think out there. And then when I come back to LA, I'm just like, gosh, all the houses are so like close together.
In.
Yeah.
You get some of the most gorgeous sunrises and sunsets out there.
Oh, some of the pictures you post, Al, are amazing.
It's just fabulous.
Yeah. So, Belly, what about you for the future? What's going on with you?
Well, I'm Mexican, so kids and marriage have to be thrown in there.
Well, it's a new era. It's a new age.
Right?
She has her friend here, Brent.
Yes.
Say hi, Brent.
Brent shaking his head. He's going
red.
Yeah.
Radio's not his thing.
No.
Right?
What do you do, Brent?
Poor thing, surrounded by radio people.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Introduce
yourself.
Yeah.
So there's a microphone. I mean, just, you know, it's okay. You're among friends.
Right.
Yes. Well, just came back from Japan.
So my name is Brent. I actually just came back from the Japan.
Yeah.
I was there the past 2 years. I'm actually in the Air Force. So I just came back. I'm here on leave till the 30th.
And he goes to Germany.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got where?
Ramstein.
Okay.
So I got lucky enough to go back to another C's base.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty excited to experience that. So.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. How did you like Japan?
It was a good experience. A lot different than it is here in the States.
You said that things were just astronomically expensive there.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of...
like for a cantaloupe.
Yeah. Cantaloupe's about $40 a piece over there.
What?
For a cantaloupe. Yeah. Can you imagine?
And then clothes are pretty expensive, too, so...
That's why I didn't get my kimono. No, I'm serious. That's why I didn't get it.
And then, no, I'm serious. I'm serious.
But, the big difference from here to there is it's a lot cleaner over there. It's a lot cleaner. The streets and
like the air quality is cleaner.
No, that's
I thought
worse.
It was worse.
It's
okay,
just the streets are a lot cleaner and stuff like that. Everybody's really nice over there.
Any graffiti?
And no graffiti. Nothing.
There's no gangs.
Yeah,
there is. They have the Yakuza there, but you don't really hear too much about them.
The Yakuza.
Yep.
Oh, right.
So Japanese gang.
The Japanese gangs over there. So.
Yeah. So do you like Japanese food?
Oh, yeah. It's really good. They got
he eats some stuff that moves in your mouth. I'm not a big fan of that.
You don't want to eat anything that moves.
Yeah, no.
I got to try some horse while I was there.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
no. Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
We probably had it here and didn't realize it.
Right?
You never know.
In some restaurant. Yeah. All right.
That's cool. So you're going to make a career out of the Air Force.
Yep. I got about 18 years left now.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
But you know what? Honestly, everybody here, that's going to go by like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before you know it, you'll be hitting that.
That's a whole child right
over
there.
40.
Yeah.
You know, even though I get questioned about my age all the time.
Yeah.
And when I tell them my age, you know, it's flattering. They don't believe me.
I know. When he told me, I was like, dude, really, you're not 27. Yeah. You're more like 25.
No, your skin is amazing. Tell us about your exfoliation techniques, Brian.
At least once a week, I exfoliate. You got to take care of your skin, and your skin takes care of you. But it helps, you know, you know, oily skin helps, too, preserve your body, basically.
That's true. Oils are important.
Because it doesn't, you don't crack on your, you know, and get the wrinkles. So,
that's true.
It's a curse and a blessing.
Yes, that's right.
It's a lot of high maintenance.
It's a curse to be beautiful, isn't it?
It truly is.
Well, back from all of, aside from
enough
marriage.
About me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me?
See, this is what the morning show is like. Yes. I'm serious.
It's awesome, though. Just feed off of you guys. It's great.
Yeah.
So, future. Well, of course, radio. I love radio. I love music. I have to, like, you know, be around music. And I'd like to do some TV stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, I have so many interests. I just want to try them all.
Yeah.
I just think it's a waste of talent if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
So,
it
is. You know.
I love your nail polish, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Neon green. So
it really is. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah. So you thought about acting?
Yes. I did a play in elementary. I was Clara in the Nutcracker.
Yeah,
Nutcracker.
Because every morning, every morning I'm acting, like.
Oh, so gosh.
You are. You're acting and putting on a personality.
Theater of the mind, isn't
it? So I think I could carry that on to screen.
I mean, I could try acting. I mean, Brent does it, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, he got some movies behind his belt. Well,
really?
A couple.
Yeah, but back in the day right after high school, I did extras and stuff like that.
Yeah?
So I worked on Glee for a while
there. Did you?
Yeah, I was a featured football player on the Michael Jackson episode.
Oh, wow.
Solo episode, so. Nice. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But most of the stuff, just sit in the background. Nice. You pretty much just eat all day.
Right, you do.
But you have to be available all the time, though, right? Yeah, it's like pick up and go when they call you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would do that. Just try it.
Right. Yeah.
That seems fun.
So,
I guess.
So right now, you are on what time of the day?
I'm on K-Mix Monday through Friday from 2 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
So the drive
K-Mix
home.
K-Mix 1063.
And unfortunately, it's not streaming, is it?
Well, no, it's not.
Any news? Okay.
Yeah, so the news is that because we have three properties.
Yes.
They're Santa Barbara, Ventura. From what I understand is we will eventually get to it.
Really?
But we want to do it as collectively with our three properties.
Oh, I see.
And kind of have ownership of our, you know, what we own, basically. Yeah. And that's really the holdup right now.
Oh.
You don't understand how many people ask us.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. You know,
we'll
so the interest is there, and they're just waiting on us.
Yeah.
We'll
they'd love to, you know, just stream.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm on there, and then today I started on Q104.7.
Yeah.
And
that's what, hip hop?
Yeah.
Yeah, hip hop and R&B.
So give us a rap. Give us a break.
Oh, boy.
I had one earlier. It's B to the E to the L to the Y, hanging out with Lucy and Bri. Hey.
Nice.
That's right.
And so that's also, the Ventura is part of the same company.
Right. Yeah.
So we're, you know, if you notice in radio now.
We're bipolar,
We're Point Broadcasting, Gold Coast, and High Desert Broadcasting, but you kind of share within the company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, where opportunity is.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. Yes. I like how they kind of help promote within.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's available and that's you fit the, you know, because.
Mm-hmm. And this move here, that this opportunity that presented itself was so exciting to me because I born and raised in L.A., I love hip-hop, you know, as much as I love pop.
Yeah.
But on top of that, Q104.7 is heard all the way out to L.A. and
it's
parts of the
huge listen,
Orange
I've
County.
Heard,
so
literally, I have heard it.
My dad
LAX.
Heard me today.
I have heard Q
LAX?
On
yeah,
LAX.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well, my parents live in Inglewood, so that's not far from.
Inglewood.
Right. Inglewood.
Always up to
throw
good.
Some kind of finger.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, throw up those signs.
That's right.
Yeah, so I had friends texting me today, including my dad, and he was like, oh, my God, we can hear you. And they were all excited. I was excited.
Yes.
You know, so that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that is fun.
And I never saw this coming at the beginning of the month, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you never know what doors open. You just have to go through.
That's right. The company's good about that, kind of promoting from within.
Yeah.
You know, if they see that potential.
Right.
And the thing is, like, for those that are listening that happen to, you say you have to show like, you have to show passion for this.
Yes, yes.
It's
yes.
not going to be given to you.
No.
You have to show. It's like, I want this. Yeah. I really, really want this.
I think they see me walking through the hallways and they're, this girl has too much energy. Let's wear her out a little. Let's throw on another station.
And there are no drugs involved.
No, no.
This
no.
is the thing about radio people, is there are no drugs involved. Yeah, it's just a natural,
well, we can't
like,
speak for
OCD
all.
Thing.
unless you consider caffeine a drug.
Right?
That might be.
ADD, ADHD, all of that.
Yeah.
Mixed in one.
There is that. Yeah. That's right. Because you have that, don't you?
Yeah, I just
clean up studios and things.
Yeah, Brian doesn't like that. I have like a little bit of OCD and
just a little.
Color coordinate stuff.
All right, so we have about 6 minutes left. I'm just going to play. Let's try another song, and then we're going to say goodbye. And
okay.
Thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks,
we'll
Lucy.
About 2 more minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it'd be a riot. Okay, here we go.
Lonely night makes me so sad. I always thought I'd never fall in love. So easy and so strong, so fine. My memories of you are mine and only mine. I'll let you break my heart without a warning from your side. I lost myself in love at night. I didn't know. So easy and so strong, so fine. We had to be in love one time. How could I miss your billboard size? Goodbye. Without a warning from your side, I lost myself in love at night. I didn't know.
Thank you, Alona, and thank you so much for letting me sit in this chair and having so much fun with my friends here.
Mm-hmm. I like that song.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, Al, interesting, just quickly, you were making a point. We were talking about career days, and you said the number one question of when people ask you in Boeing, about careers, what is their question?
Well, I occasionally get to the junior high schools and the senior high schools. The number one question when I'm done speaking about space travel, space exploration is, how much do you make?
Wrong question.
But that's really the number one question.
Yeah.
Enough to get your own self plan.
Yeah.
You know, the phone bill.
Because we were talking about passion. That's why that question came up. You have to have passion.
That shouldn't be the primary reason.
No, certainly not in radio.
But I get it. You know, you do want to survive.
Yeah.
And make a living. But.
You know, I've noticed a lot of our, when we visit universities, we kind of get compared. Our industry, aerospace, is always getting compared to the Googles and all that.
Yeah.
And the Googles offer a lot more than we do as far as like just some of the casual benefits and everything. But I find out that a lot of the kids these days are more about instant gratification. So it really comes down to pay.
Yeah.
And entitlement. May I throw that in?
Yeah. Right. Because we had to work for it,
I worked for what I got, yes.
Hey, I worked for mine, too.
yes.
No, my parents didn't set me up with anything.
Oh, no.
Just like mine.
So, yeah. Not in mine. So. Yeah, you got it. Okay, we got 2 minutes, barely.
All right.
What do you have to say in your last 50 seconds?
Follow me on Instagram, Belly underscore H. That's B-E-L-Y underscore H. Or find me on Facebook at Belly Live, B-E-L-Y Live. Lucy, thank you so much for having us here.
Belly is beautiful and such a personality.
Same thing, Brian Chase with two E's at the end, Brian Chasey. On all, I made it easy on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr.
Yeah, make it uniform.
Tumblr is a little bit different, though. Yes. I don't know if you want to go there. But you can follow me everywhere else on that as well. And thanks for the opportunity to be here.
Oh, no,
might have
Brian.
To do this again.
It's a whole bunch of stuff. Al?
So this has been fun. It's been different. I'm on Facebook if anybody wants to look up Alan Hoffman. But, you know, you don't need to.
Alan Hoffman.
H-O-F-F-M-A-N.
And Alan is a big deal, again.
You're in the market for a 787 or a 747, give me a call.
A plane we're talking about, not an area code, right?
right.
And, of course, Brent.
And Brent, yes.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to everyone. It's good listening to you guys.
And good luck.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well, that's where we have a place to stay now when we go to Germany.
Right.
Hey.
That's right.
Sounds like a field trip.
And I'm going to give him some pointers about Germany. I've been there a few times.
Have you?
Going to turn him into a man.
Forst and Schnitzel. I'm sorry, Germans.
All right.
Lederhosen.
Okay. Lederhosen. Okay.
Thanks
Belly
again.
And I are going to have to chat about that. All right, then. With that, I'm gonna. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We are out.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.